This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Argentina is enjoying financial recovery. It's 3 years since the country suffered devastating political and economic crises. Since then, a stable currency has meant increases in domestic consumption and foreign demand. But Argentina still has billions in outstanding debt, and it's trying to address that in order to complete its economic turnaround. Brian Burns reports from Buenos Aires.
20 miles north of Buenos Aires, in the industrial town of Don Torquato, scores of small factories line the two-lane road off the highway. Inside the Oki Pinti warehouse, two dozen workers grind, cut, saw, and shape wooden dressers, doors, and shelves for bedroom closets and cabinets. As he walks amongst the sawdust and the scraps, owner Danielle Oki Pinti recalls how difficult the recent years have been for his business. In 2002, it all ended. Work just died, he says. Nobody bought anything, some because they didn't have the money, and others didn't buy because they were scared. They didn't know what was going to happen to the country. What has happened to the country since declaring the largest debt default in modern history in December 2001 is nothing short of extraordinary. Argentina's economy grew 8% in 2004 and is expected to grow 5% this year. Unemployment's at 13%, down from a record 21% in 2002. Thanks to a weakened peso, domestic consumption is on the rise, commodities exports are bustling, and tourists are flocking here from all over the world. This recovery has come essentially because Argentina brazenly defied the advice of banks, bondholders, and the IMF. The result is a financial comeback that has puzzled analysts, pleased leftist President Néstor Kirchner, and provided growth for small businesses like Oki Pinti, which has doubled its sales and workforce in the past 3 years. Luis Cuellar has been working on the factory floor since 2003.
La verdad que mucho mejor.
The situation really is better these days, but with the instability here in Argentina, there's always the possibility that the same thing that happened in 2001 could happen again, Cuellar says. Economist Federico Thompson is enthusiastic about Argentina's recent economic progress, but warns that without winning back the confidence of international lenders and investors, long-term growth cannot be sustained.
Things were so bad in 2001, 2002, and even partly 2003 that they can't go anywhere but up, and they have been doing that.
There are signs of returned confidence, though. China recently announced that it will invest $20 billion in Argentina over the next decade, and many other Latin American countries are following suit. But Thompson says the most pressing issue for Argentina today is its more than $100 billion in debt. Earlier this month, the country made its supposed final offer of 30 cents on the dollar to disgruntled bondholders around the world. In an attempt to convince the creditors to accept the 70-cent haircut, Argentina has launched a global roadshow, sending representatives to cities like Miami and Milan to plead the country's case.
The perception is that there's a growing number of people, of bondholders, who are realizing that Argentina cannot and will not pay more than this. So unless you're prepared to engage in lengthy lawsuits and expensive lawsuits against the government, which you're never certain to collect later on, people will most likely, you know, accept this.
Not so, says Hans Humes of the Global Committee of Argentina Bondholders in New York. Hume says his clients have no plans to accept Argentina's 30 cents on the dollar offer and are convinced that the country can pay twice that amount.
My personal opinion is that this group has crossed the threshold of acting in an economically rational way.
The Global Committee of Argentina Bondholders represents some 500,000 creditors in Japan, Germany, Italy, the U.S., and beyond, who hold some $40 billion in Argentine bond debt. Humes and other committee members are visiting European financial capitals, drumming up support for a possible legal battle against the Argentines. Argentina's economy ministry did not respond to requests for comment.
I think the fact that the Argentines have been so abrasive and so antagonistic towards the creditors completely justifies people going to a court and getting the court to validate their claims before the Argentines try to strip their rights away.
Back on the floor at Oki Pinti, Argentina's foreign debt negotiations are the farthest thing from Ariel Acosta's mind. He got this carpentry job only a year ago and is grateful just to be earning a paycheck. I was just saying to my wife that I was really lucky to find this job, where I earn good money and am treated well, Acosta says.
Estoy ganando bien, estoy conforme.
Argentina is clearly working to turn around its financial misfortunes, and life has improved for many average Argentines. But joblessness and poverty are still a problem. Ariela Costa makes enough money to make ends meet, but says that many of his family and friends have still had no luck finding work. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.